قاسم المصطفى محمد. وعلى آله الأطيبين الأطهرين المنتجبين الهداة المهديين سيما بقية الله في الأرضين. وصل على أئمة المسلمين وهداة المستضعفين وهماة المؤمنين. أوصيكم عباد الله بتقوى الله. First, I would like to advise all dear brothers and sisters, and also to myself, to observe taqwa, observe piety, and to be watchful of ourselves in our words, deeds, thoughts, and intentions. Yeah, we have to be watchful in every aspect. Now, as we keep mentioning in previous khutbat of Jum'ah, that Islam, everything in Islam has a purpose. Even this Salatul Jum'ah has a purpose. There is a reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, look, one day in a week, you change 4 rak'ah to 2 rak'ah, and then basically, there will be a khutbah in there. There is a purpose, there is a goal. And again, that goal has to do with our design. Our design is that we have to achieve the growth in our soul. Our soul need to reach to the higher positions. So then, other than this khutbah, there is other recommendation that it's highly recommended that Alim, who is leading the prayer, he has to recite Surah Jum'ah. And everyone has to listen. So what's the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided that you have to listen Surah Jum'ah on the day of Friday? There is definitely some messages. In fact, there are many messages in Surah Jum'ah. And these messages, again, related with our growth, again, related with our own design. Today, I will mention one of the message, like one of the ayah, ayah number 5th of Surah Jum'ah. It talks about this. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. مثل الذين حملوا التوراة ثم لم يحملوها كمثل الحمار يحمل أسفارا. And then Allah continue, says, بئس مثل القوم الذين كذبوا بآيات الله والله لا يهدي القوم الظالمين. There's a big message in this ayah. First of all, the translation of this ayah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that example or the liking of those people, humilu Tawrat, they were carrying Torah. What's their liking is? Their liking, and again, that's one of the characteristic that there was a nation, Allah gave them Torah. You know, the Old Testament, the holy book which revealed on Prophet Moses. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, their example of that nation, I have given Torah. What's their characteristic? Humilu Torah. But then what they did? Thumma lam yahmeluha. But they didn't carry that. They didn't carry that. See, there is a strange behavior here. One time, Hummelu Torah, they were carrying Torah, but then said, Thumma lam yahmeluha, but they were not carrying. What that mean? Yes, we give them Torah, we give them holy book. But then second sentence, what does it mean? The second sentence mean that they were not observing the teaching of the Torah. They were not following according to this book. Yes, they claim to have Torah. It's mean those nations, they will have this Old Testament, but they were not following the teaching of this book. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, their liking, their example is like kamathalil himar. They are like, you know, this animal, donkey, ass. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, their example of the people, we gave them Torah, but they did not observe the ruling of the Torah. They did not follow the teaching of Torah. Their example is like this animal who doesn't have an intellect. Even if you put on the back of a donkey books or rocks, he cannot differentiate. He cannot differentiate whether there's a rock on his back or there are books. And which himar? Not every himar. Himar yahmilu asfara. Asfara is a plural of sifr. There are books. Sifr, this is like in Quran, we have this surah. Surah Jum'ah. Surah Baqarah. The same thing in the Old Testament, they have different chapters. And the plural of that is asfar. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying the example or liking of a nation, we gave them Torah, but they did not follow. See, this is not all of them. Not all of them who received Torah. No, he's not condemning all of them. Those who did not follow on the teaching of Torah, their example is like this animal, which you call donkey, ass, metaphor is not having an intellect. And then Allah continues. He says, Besa mathalul qawmil lazir. What a bad example of this nation. الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ. They denied, see, kizb. They denied the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You ask any person who did this, he says, no, I didn't deny Torah. I believe the Torah is from Prophet Moses. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, if you have Torah, and you're not acting on the teaching of Torah, it's equal to that you're denying Torah. That you're denying Torah. You're denying Holy Book. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues. If you deny the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is a consequence. There is a consequence. Wallahu la yahdil qawm al-zalimeen. Not only they are the denier, but they are zalim. They're wrongdoer. They are doing dhulm. And there is a basic law, basic formula from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look, I'm not going to guide any zalim. I'm not going to guide any oppressors. So what's the message? Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, he ordered all Muslims that one day, the day of Jum'ah, what you have to do, you change your 4 rak'ah to 2 rak'ah, and in this 2 rak'ah, it's highly recommended. Salaam alaikum. Someone? Okay. So, please recite a salawat. So in these two rak'ah, the first rak'ah, it's highly recommended that the alim is going to recite Surah Jum'ah. Why he has to recite? So you listen. Everyone has to listen. And why they have to listen? Why they have to listen? I'm going to ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What I have to do with the people of Torah? What I have to do with the people of Old Testament? The answer will come that look, Quran is not the book of history. Quran is not the book of history. I'm not telling you a story. So you sit down, you and Christians, they sit down and start clapping that look, what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talk about the people of Torah? Is that what's the purpose? That you be happy? No, that's not the purpose. That's not the purpose. The purpose is this. Any other nation, like for example, Christian, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them Bible, Holy Bible. We believe that. If they're not following, if you just put this, مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ هُمِّلُ الْإِنْجِيلِ, if they're exactly the same thing will come, that if someone is who's carrying Injil, but is not following on the teaching of Injil, his example is exactly like same. Like for example, in Injil, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you have to be just with all the people. So if the Christian, a true Christian, he's doing injustice with the people, he's not following. He's not following the teaching of Bible. So first, if he's not teaching he's not following the teaching of Bible, his example is like this animal. Number one. Number two, he is denying the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number three, when someone is denying the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, guidance is not going to go with them. Now, is it only for Christians? No. The same thing again with the people, Muslim people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that, look, if someone, I gave them Quran, holy book, and if they're not obeying this book, if they're not following the guidance coming from this book, they are also like this animal. One formula you have to understand. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not have any relationship with anyone. It's not that in this ayah Allah is condemning Jews. No, he's condemning everyone whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the holy book and they did not observe the teaching of that book. They are the example of this ayah. There's no, absolutely no relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These ayahs are not for clapping, not for something to be proud. You have to just put over here that if Allah subhanahu, if someone who is not following the teaching of Quran, he's not implementing this teaching in his or her life, like for example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clearly said, I'm Rahman and Rahim. I'm the most merciful. When he introduces Prophet, he says, this Prophet is only Rahmatul Lil Alameen. He is the only this person. And now, if someone is reading this ayah from Quran and he's killing innocent people, he's harming people, he's beheading people, he's an example of this ayah. He is like Himar. He is dhalim. Allah is not going to guide him. If someone, Quran clearly mentioned, do not consume or sell alcohol. If someone is doing that, he is an example of this ayah. He is dhalim. He is like this animal. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clearly said, do not cheat your husband or wife. If someone is, God forbid, someone is doing that, he's an example of this ayah. He is like this animal. He is zalim. Allah is not going to guide him. Someone lie. Someone is not respecting. He's doing disrespect to the mu'min brother. He's not following the Quran teaching, Surah Hujarat. Look for the first 6 or 7 ayah. It's talking about how bad the backbiting is. How bad doing dhan, suspicion about your brothers and sister. Slandering other, calling other people's name, changing people's name. Someone name is Ahmed and we just basically destroy his name. It's a teaching of Quran. This is religion. This is religion, my brothers and sisters. If someone is not following that, he is an example of this ayah. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clearly tell to the ladies that you have to cover your bodies. For the man, he said that you have to lower your gazes. You're not supposed to look at the bad scenes. If we are not following teachings of Quran, we are example of this ayah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, do not deceive, do not harm anyone, do not be oppressor. If you are not doing, we are the example of this ayah. Do not disrespect to your parents. Do not put them in nursing homes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clearly said, I mentioned this last time, you're not supposed to say even uff in front of them. This is not me. This is Quran. This is the holy book. This is a book from designer. If someone is not following these teachings, he's denying the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's denying the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then we cannot expect that why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not helping us. We are in a miserable situation. Our communities are in miserable situation. Then we come forward and says, Maulana, everywhere going communities, there are disputes. There are people, they cannot sit down on one floor. People cannot sit down on a table. You know why? Why we are not getting hidayah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Why we are not getting the guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because we are not following the teaching of Quran. And that's why the guidance is not coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why, brothers and sisters. And again, not only that, just before I finish this khutbah, some people think that now, since I have to go with the book, what I will do? No, I'm using the book. Like, for example, some people, what they do, they make this book and write down on a paper and put like in their neck or hang on their walls so they can be protected. Or like, you know, sometimes someone is going on a travel or somewhere, you bring the Quran and someone pass underneath. Yeah, these are all good things. But that's not the purpose of Quran. Quran is not only that you recite when someone die only. And also, Quran is not only that, okay, now from now on, I'm start learning the teachings of Quran. I will learn tajweed. My tajweed will be best. I know how to pronounce this word perfectly. Or I'm going to memorize now. From now on, I'm going to memorize. These are good things. But still, if you're not understanding Quran, if you're not following the teaching of Quran, the main purpose of this book is to not only just memorize or just having tajweed, to act upon this thing. We need to understand whenever say Allahu Akbar, that Allah is great. Our desire is not great. We have to understand, we cannot say that we are Muslim if we are not following the teaching of this book. I pray from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he give us a tawfiq to follow the teaching of this holy book and keep us in the mu'mineen and keep us in the people who do justice and keep guiding us. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wal asr. إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد. وعلى آله الأطيبين الأطهرين المنتجبين الهداة المهديين المعصومين سيما علي أمير المؤمنين وحبيبته فاطمة الزهراء والحسن والحسين سيد الشباب أهل الجنة وعلي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف القائم المهدي صلواتك عليهم أجمعين وصل على أئمة المسلمين وهماة المستضعفين وهداة المؤمنين أوصيكم عباد الله بتقوى الله. Brothers and sisters, one more time, I will advise all of you and to myself to observe taqwa, to observe piety, and to be watchful ourselves in our words, deeds, thoughts, and intention. Recent incidents in the world, especially in the Middle East, are very concerning. First, just up in a couple of these two, 3 weeks, first was there was an arrest of Sheikh Zakzaki and killing of thousands of the Shia Muslims in Nigeria. Then right after that, killing of this innocent alim, Ayatollah Sheikh Nemr, was killed only because of his criticism to the unjust policies of the government. That's it. He didn't have any weapon. He didn't have anything. He didn't violate anything. All he did that he protested. Now, this whole world, which basically have this big, huge slogan of freedom of speech, if something happened with one of the newspaper, one of the weekly, if they publish something very disrespectful, cartoon or anything, everyone cry, scream, and if someone protests, everyone says, look, you're not respecting freedom of speech. Now here, this person, who's a citizen of that country, who is an alim to a standard of Ayatollah, he's coming and honestly criticizing something which is truth. Everyone know this is a fact. No one can deny that. Even the people, even the newspaper, no one can deny this fact that this person was criticizing the government justly. He was not doing anything. He was protesting against the policies. And what they did? They killed him. And the world media is apparently silent. They're not protesting. They're not saying anything to this barbaric regime. Now, seems like the experts, who are not biased, and they're looking at all these incidents, they're saying there is a pattern. There is a pattern. Seems like this barbaric regime, illegitimate regime, is trying to provoke Shias. They're trying to provoke Iran, which is like a majority Shia country, representative of the Shias almost. And you look at the events that happened one after other. One event after other. Like first, they tried to change Assad regime in Syria, and they were helping millions and billions of dollars, and they're creating these peoples of ISIS and other people. Then their intervention in Iraq, then the bombing of Iranian embassy in Lebanon, where the Attashi got killed. Then this incident of Sheikh Zakzaki, you know, it's like on the record that after this Nigerian government arrested Sheikh Zakzaki and killed thousands of the Shia Muslims, King Suleiman called the president of Nigeria and congratulate him that you're fighting terrorism. So in his dictionary, someone who's observing the religious rituals in the mosque in Hussainiye, for him, it's a terrorism. In his opinion, that's a terrorism. See, again, all of these shows a pattern. What we are seeing that this regime is becoming weaker and weaker and weaker, even on the political side and on a financial side. Their financial situation is really bad. And one side, they see that West now approaching Iran, and they're coming and they're agreeing on several fronts. Some of the chapters they were like following, they're trying to close those chapters, and they're worrying. They're worrying that they will stay alone. They were one time enjoying the time when the West was relying on their oil, and now they're realizing that that's not the case. That's not the case. Now, America, they have producing more oil than anyone else. Their dependency is going down. Their financial situation is down. Now they are doing all their effort is somehow to provoke Shias, somehow to provoke Iran. And the example is one by one. Look at one by one. They intentionally interfere in Bahrain. They send their army to crush that nation, to crush the Shia people over there, the poor Shia people who are just protesting. And God knows how many they killed over there. God knows how many they are in prisons right now. Then one after other in Yemen. On Yemen, so far for the 9 months, they have killed thousands. They have killed thousands. They're just, their dream is this. Their plan is this. Seems like they're trying to provocate, and then somehow they're expecting something happen, or they will manage something, they will show something. That, no, Iran or Shias, they did something. So somehow their dream is that Western governments somehow get involved in this middle war, in their survival war, and will attack Iran. They will go engage with Iran. That's their dream. That's why they're doing this provocation one after other. That's why this is the sensitive juncture. We have to realize that. We should not be emotional. We have to understand where they're going. They are on a downward slope by themselves. Their financial situation is such that if they will keep continuing this policy, within 5 or 6 years, they will be really bad financially because their total dependency is on oil, and you know the oil price is down right now. So we have to be very careful, and I will request the senators and congressmen over here, they should not succumb to the Saudi Arabia's all too obvious games of this sectarian violence. They are the one who are behind. They are the father of this ISIS ideology. You have to understand this. All the terrorism happening in the world is coming from the Saudis, from this Wahhabis mentality. So the Western power must restrain the Saudis and also prevent their Middle Eastern and South Asian allies from being dragged into Saudi's plan against the Shias, against Iran. And again, most importantly, I will ask them, they must ask themselves whether Saudi Arabia is really worth the headache it is causing. We then need to ask this part. Then, as I mentioned, the other incident on the international front is this Charlie Hebdo, French weekly, again, they start disrespecting again. On this anniversary edition, they basically depict God on their front cover, the God who is holding, like he was showing that it's an angry God with the blood on his hand and the rifle is strapped on his back. That's the front cover. And I'm glad. See, the first one who criticized. See, that's why my previous, if you listen to my previous khutbah, I said that we have to be with the free people of the world. The first one who criticized this thing is from the Vatican. We appreciate them. We praise them. That's a good thing. They criticize the weekly, and they clearly mention that this is not the right thing. I mean, this Charlie Hebdo's move shows the really sad paradox of the world, which is increasingly sensitive about being politically correct to the point of being ridiculous, but does not want to recognize or respect the believers of the faith in God, regardless of their religion. You have to be respectful. It's not free speech, no matter where you go. There is a limit for everything, and you yourself know that there is a limit. And that's why sometimes you do not make fun of everything. That was on international front. On the domestic front, brothers and sisters, we have to understand this reality, that we have to live here, we have to die here, our children are going to live here. We are no longer immigrants. We are no longer immigrants. We are the citizens of this country, right? We have to realize this. So we have to start talking and we start taking interest in the local politics. We have to, gradually. No need to be hurried, gradually. We need to have a stance. We need to understand which thing is important for us. Like, for example, the last week, President Obama, he issued his executive order to reduce gun violence and to make our community safe. I think we need to appreciate that because we know the fact that every year, more than 30,000 Americans, they get killed because of the different reasons. Sometimes it's a domestic violence, sometimes it basically gang shootouts, sometimes accidents. Hundreds of thousands of Americans have lost brothers and sisters and buried their own children just because of this law which is not controlling anything. So we appreciate that. We support this. Although we said that it's in the right direction, but that need to be like where you have to have a more checkup before they can issue this license. They should also need to work on more other side. Like, for example, in this check, when they have to check the background check, they have to say if the person has a hate crime history or not. Because we are fearing, with this current Islamophobia environment, we are fearing that there will be someone who has this intention of hate, he can start shooting to the Muslims. So we'll appreciate President's effort, and we support that. I think we need to support that. And basically, we demand that it need to go in the right direction. Right direction is that you have to include the other things in this legislation. Then on the national front, we need to know that there was an incident happened last week. In fact, in December, there was a very good Christian college professor who wore a headscarf, just showed the solidarity with the Muslim people. And she was in Chicago. She was trying to show that, okay, look, we are same. We have a same God. But then what's happened, the school, this college, put her on administrative leave. I think we as a Muslim, we need to recognize these people. These are the honest, and these are the people we can work with. These are like a fellow citizen. Honestly, I will request all of us, I will request the Department of Tabligh here, that's part of Tabligh, they need to get the address of this lady, this professor, who has been put on administrative leave, need to, if she has a Facebook, and start posting the message of solidarity with her, this is the time we have to say, we support you, we support your action, we appreciate your actions, we need to be, so they can get encouraged, and more people come on our front. Last but not least, I will congratulate all the community members for the 20th anniversary of Al Hadi School. Alhamdulillah, that's a big milestone. I remember, I was here 20 years ago. I remember those brothers. I may see a few of the faces still here. I remember Jafar Noshendi. He was the very good brother. He was helping. He was working very hard to establish this school. I remember Sheikh Birya. He was working very hard. And other brothers. I don't remember the names of each and everyone. I remember the people they were donating at that time, their cause, and few people thinking that maybe it's like impossible project. But alhamdulillah, look at this. You just do not see that it's only just like a small environment. No. The children, They need to be in a safe environment. Children, they get association with the teacher very fast. And you know that there are nothing wrong, but then in a public school, there are every kind of a teachers. They're nice, they're kind, but at the same time, they have their own pattern of the life. For example, a child get inspired by a kind teacher, but then it happened to be that teacher is homosexual. Now this child will get inspiration for this lifestyle. This is a danger. So in fact, this is just a one step. We have to work together, and definitely you deserve a congratulation. You deserve this community, deserve a loud salawat. That they did this part, but then this is not enough. We have to come together, and I'm keep mentioning that. In fact, first we have to collaborate with all the Shia centers here. We have to come on a common platform. Then again, even on the Muslims, again Muslim organizations, and try to establish a college, try to establish a better, more institute. With that, I will ask from Allah Subhanahu wa Taala, Bari Ilaha, give us a ni'mat of iman, give us a tawfiq to stay on your path. Has in the zahur of our true Mawla and Agha, Hazrat Hujjatullah, and keep us in his ansar and awan. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Qul huwa Allahu ahad, Allahu samad. Lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad.
Umid qareeban tanha kujai, chiraq sar qabr zahra kujai, tajalli taha. گل عشق مولا دلا شفته ی داغ آن کوچه ی غم گرفتار گودال خونین دل افکار غمهای زینب سیاه پوش قاسم عزادار اکبر گل باغ لیلا پریشان دست علمگیر سقا نفسهای سجا نواهای باغ دعاهای صادق کسه بی کسی های شبهای کازم حبیب رضا و انیس قریب جواد الامه تمنای هادی عزیز دل اسگری پس نگارا بفرما کجایی 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 دلم جز هوایت هوایی ندارد لبم غیر نامت نوایی ندارد وضو و اذان و نماز و قنوتم بدون ولایت بهایی ندارد دلی که نشد خانه یاس نرگس خراب است و ویران صفایی ندارد بیا تا جوانم بده رخ نشانم بیا تا جوانم بده رخ نشانم که این زندگانی وفایی ندارم که این زندگانی وفایی ندارم.